This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The search and rescue mission at a collapsed Florida condominium has been suspended as crew prepares for the demolition of the remainder of the building. Fire officials told family members that rescuers stopped their search about 4 p.m. Saturday when demolition crews began boring holes into the concrete of the still-standing portion of the Champlain Tower south in Surfside. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said removing it will actually help rescue workers. The Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said that two more bodies were found in the rubble, bringing the number of confirmed dead to 24. The number of people who remain unaccounted for in the collapse was 124. No one has been found alive in the rubble of the building since the first hours after its collapse last week. Hurricane Elsa fell back to a tropical storm but is churning its way toward Florida. Elsa has passed Haiti and the Dominican Republic and threatens to unleash flooding and landslides. It had been a Category 1 hurricane early Saturday, but it then weakened as it approached Cuba. National Hurricane Center specialist Andy Latto says the storm should reach Florida by Monday. It's crossing Cuba Sunday night into Monday, and at that point will be approaching somewhere, maybe toward the Florida Keys. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will be ready. Forecasters expect Elsa to still be a tropical storm when it reaches Florida. However, some models do show that it will be heading into the Gulf or up the Atlantic coast at some point. Again, Hurricane Elsa has fallen back to a tropical storm, at least for now, but it does continue churning its way toward Florida after passing Haiti and the Dominican Republic. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA.